Help wanted signs are popping up all over Maine, as they typically do at this time of year. But job recruiters say Maine's low unemployment rate, combined with a record tourism season last year, an aging workforce, and a cap on certain types of foreign workers, are making the labor gap more challenging than ever for some employers. And as Susan Charon reports, it's not just seasonal workers who are in demand.
School bus drivers are always tough to find. But Ashley Reynolds of Hudson Bus Line says this year she's got about half the number she needs in her Lewiston and Auburn terminals. Some people may be put off by the part-time hours. Others just find the job intimidating.
Today we got somebody that said, oh, it's a school bus. So it's a big, huge school bus, and it's a lot of kids, so it's a lot of responsibility. So I think that's a majority of it.
Reynolds was at a job fair at the Lewiston Career Center Monday morning, trying to recruit as many drivers as she can. She says driving a school bus is a good job for someone who's retired or who wants to supplement their income. Starting pay is negotiable, and the company offers paid training to qualified candidates, candidates who must have a spotless criminal and driving record. That's also one of the criteria to work at Black Bear Support Services, a family-run agency that has clients throughout Androscoggin County.
We work with children 0 to 28 with developmental delays. We're looking for staff who are passionate in this field but may not have the training yet. We can train anyone.
Shay Long says the turnover rate for her company is high, so the need for good, caring workers never lets up. Applicants must have a high school diploma and a vehicle. If someone has one speeding ticket, Long says the company will pay for a driver's training course. But anything more than that is likely a disqualifier.
I know a lot of people may not have criminal records that are above and beyond, and I understand that, but just unfortunately due to the circumstances of our employment, we do have to watch out for that.
Recently, Governor Paul LePage announced that he was commuting the sentences of 17 male prisoners considered low risk as a way to address the labor shortage. The governor said he would also look to release early some female prisoners and possibly some in Maine's county jails. Pamela Holt, a recruiter with the temporary employment company At Work Personnel, says she appreciates the governor's action. She says her company is in desperate need for general laborers and construction flaggers statewide.
Our company is turning contractors away because we don't have enough staff to staff them.
And unlike some employers who need to be cautious about hiring someone with a criminal record, Holt says her company is more flexible.
It's a case-by-case situation, but yes, we are definitely willing to look into it and possibly hire.
Ditto for the Lewiston-based staffing agency known as People Ready.
We are considered a second-chance employer. We do have some positions that require background check, but we have many that don't.
Recruiter Lisa Mottram says she's looking for everything from janitors to skilled carpenters and to fill all kinds of jobs in between. And she says she needs them statewide.
How grave is the need?
It's grave. We need a lot of people. We're really, really busy, and we have to be really creative to get people.
Being creative, she says, requires reaching out to new immigrants and to older adults. Julie Rabinowitz of the Maine Department of Labor says employers are also learning that to attract and retain workers in Maine, they need to make them happy.
Whatever benefits you can provide to your worker that gives them a competitive edge, whether it's the shorter commute, better pay, flexible work schedules, all those things are really important.
Rabinowitz says Maine had a statewide unemployment rate of 3% in April, its lowest rate since 1976. And while she says that's good news, she says the Labor Department is increasing the number of job fairs it holds and working with adult ed and local general assistance offices to help reach people who are in need of work. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Charon.